Proverbs for the day, August the 29th. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 and 20. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Verse 20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. And we're going to make reference to two other passages just as we start this. In chapter 16, verse 23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. And then Proverbs chapter 17, verses 27 and 28, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Three thoughts this morning. Wait. Wait to form a judgment. Wait. Well, that's a novel idea. In this day that we live in, as soon as something happens, immediately someone has an opinion. In fact, there's a lot of people that make a living out of trying to guess what did happen or is going to happen. And all we're doing is we're getting into the ultimate form of those who want to know and tell some new thing. That's all it is. That's why it's called news. And it's not news reporting, because what it is they speculate ahead of time. They bring experts, and the expert will say, well, you know, in this case, they should do this, and they just should do that. And it's a constant influence today on the life of any human being on the face of the earth. But there is within us this capacity to not wait. Okay? A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. And so the way to do that in Proverbs 16 is to teach our mouth. What we do is we teach it. Now, it's a challenge. It's a challenge if your brain kicks into overdrive when something happens. But the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Wait to form a judgment. You say, why? Well, there might be information missing, for example. There might be information that is missing. You might not have all the pieces to the puzzle. Of course, we as humans, we're forever. I mean, have you thought of how many board games and old time, I don't know if they still do it today, but in the old days, I still remember black and white TV on the guessing games where people could win prizes by taking a letter and fulfilling the word, and kind of like when you play hangman, you know, on a piece of paper, or hangman with the Sunday school children using Bible characters. But there might be information missing that could make a big deal. There might be an intuition that's been misled. You know, there's times when God will give you an intuition, an inside learning, an inside track. But there's a lot of times when it's misled. And so instruction controls our lips. Wait. You don't have to be the first to get it right. You don't have to be the first to make the guess. You don't have to be the first to have something to say. Now, it's very much important when it comes to people and their lives. When it comes to people and their lives and their reputation and their ministry and their testimony. When it comes to people and how they treat you. You know, your first intuition may not be right, brother or sister. You may not know the whole story. And who says that you deserve to know the whole story? Wait to form a judgment. You might see that as a weakness. Well, just kick your own little self into gear here and whoop yourself, grab yourself by the nose, and kick yourself and see the pants, and make yourself wait to form a judgment. Secondly, watch to learn more. There is more than one angle. There is more to understand. There is more you haven't seen or heard, and you may never hear or see it. I am absolutely amazed that some of the most imprudent people I've ever met are believers. And some of the most imprudent, impatient people I've met are Bible believers. Now, you don't throw out being a Bible believer because you've met that. No, you just hold yourself to the Bible standard. It is so weird what's going on today. I'll say something to you young people. Get your nose out of the modern books. Do you know that the jury is still out on the modern preachers? The jury is still out on the modern teachers? The problem is you want to believe that the modern soft, slick, smooth is right, because that means you could do it that way. What you're supposed to do is go to the historic examples, the historic writings, the historic books, the historic teachings. The modern has not been proven yet. Looking at it today doesn't mean what's going to be like three years from now. You better be careful. We live in a time when people are discussing. I heard some guys discussing yesterday about all this thing about drugs and whatever they call them nowadays. There's all kind of names. People being hopped up, helped up, whatever you want to call it. Hopped up and helped out, okay, to do sports. And so, you know, that's the big deal today. See, people didn't know the whole story. They didn't know the whole story. Wait to form a judgment. Watch to learn more. And thirdly, let's look at verse 11 there. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Witness only what is necessary and certain. Necessary and certain. You see, in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 27, Proverbs 17 rather, verse 27, Proverbs 17 verse, we'll get it right here in a minute, bro. Proverbs 17 verse 27, he says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Do you know, you could actually be wrong about something, but if you'll wait and watch and witness only what is necessary and certain, you can be considered wiser than you really are. You know, some people open their mouth and remove all doubt as to their foolishness. You know, you ever think about that? Look, say less, not more. You don't need to be the one to tell something first. You don't need to be the one to act like you know something. Some of y'all are like this receptacle of knowledge, and you just have to know. The social media thing has prompted that. Everybody wants to be the first in the know. And if you're not careful, all this stuff that you know is going to be a constant sidetrack to you, and you are not going to get stable, and you're not going to get strong, and you're not going to be someone who others can follow and be safe, because you don't wait to form a judgment, you don't watch, learn more, and you haven't learned to witness only what is necessary and certain. Give the distinction of being the first to someone else. Let them go ahead and risk it and be the fool. Grace is more than overlooking. It is also humility about opinion. The grace of God working in you and in me is not, and if you're not careful, you'll think you're overlooking all kinds of things in people when you didn't wait or watch, so you don't know what the truth is. And I'm speaking to every single believer on the face of the earth. It is in us to do that wrong. Witness only what is necessary and certain. Say less, not more. You don't have to be the first, brother or sister, to get it right. In fact, why can't you just let the satisfaction that God led you be enough? Why does someone else have to know that you happen to have some insight? Why? Have you ever thought that that might be a childish thing, that you see that witnessed in children all the time, that they got to be the first to know something? Now, this has been a pretty serious devotion, but this is a very serious thing. This is telling us that the difference between a wise and a fool is whether you wait to form a judgment and watch to learn more and witness only what is necessary and certain. I trust that all of us would rather walk in wisdom than in the shoes of a fool.